Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. We discuss all the topics relating to your business. Today's Business Radio interviews experienced business advisors to help you build enterprise value, improve profitability, and plan for your eventual exit. Whether you're an entrepreneur just starting out, a seasoned business owner, or a top-level executive, today's Business Radio will help you achieve your personal and professional goals. Today's Business Radio is available around the clock, around the world, online, and on demand at todaysbusinessradio.com. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Georgie Jorgensen. And today's guest is Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Tom, there comes a time for everything. And for business owners, there comes a time to make a decision. How much longer do we own our business? How much longer do we operate our business? And when is it the right time to sell? And the financial implications of that decision are quite important. And we've had other podcasts where we've talked about timing and various things, and we've talked about the pension track, which is one of my favorite tools available in the market today. But when we're representing business owners that are thinking of selling, whatever the reason might be, as you know, my first question is, have you done your financial planning? Have you gone and talked to Tom Fee? And when they come to you, where do we start? What are the thoughts that we have to go through with the business owner to make sure that it's right, it's the right timing, and it's the time to sell from a financial standpoint?
Well, I think as you say that, I also have to kind of go back to what we were talking about right before we started this discussion. Was that we've got three business owners in the room, and all three of us, when we started to think about that decision, which clearly we have or should have,
right?
We're actually speaking to our own. We're not speaking without experience. We're speaking as people who have faced this or are facing the decision to sell their businesses. And when that happens, there's just a little bit of internal tension that comes inside even my stomach around that, because it's a really...
Even just the thought of it.
Yeah. It's a really critical time that you have to anticipate. There just is no substitute for pre-planning that. And it's a challenge because every day there is plenty for us to do to work. Whether you're working in the business or on the business, there's plenty of things to do. So what is required really is just that little bit of effort to say, what do I need to do to have a greater clarity around the impact of selling this business? And that's really a process that doesn't have to be painful. It doesn't have to be exact, but it has to be investigatory around what does this look like when I sell, and what are the possibilities?
Sam, when we introduced this topic, your eyes got wide open and so did mine, and there was a little fear there about, here we're operating our businesses, I'm helping people sell, you're doing your consulting, Tom's doing his stuff, and all of a sudden we're all thinking about, uh-oh.
Not.
I have to sell and I have to retire? What does that mean, and how much do I need?
Mm-hmm.
And when is the right time?
Exactly.
And you felt
when?
The apprehension too, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when do you sell? How do you decide when to? What, you know, goes into that decision?
And the easy answer is sit down and plug everything into your pension track and play some what-if questions. And the biggest problem that I see is trying to put a valuation on the business, because most business owners haven't done that. They don't do business valuations. And they've heard from their accountants, and they've maybe heard from Bill across the street, or they've maybe heard from somebody, some rule of thumb of what their business is worth. But they really don't know, and we really don't know until we put it on the market and get multiple buyers, and the market will tell us what it's worth. But when they sit, and for you, Tom, they come into you, and you plug things into Pension Track. For our listeners, can you just briefly explain Pension Track once again?
Certainly. The concept of the Pension Track is it's an application that we started writing about 12 years ago and have been modifying over the last 7 or 8, but it's been in place for a while. And what the Pension Track tries to do is to take, instead of having it be a program where you get standard inputs and standard outputs, it's an application that we customize to each one of our clients so that we can take into account all the variables that are specific to them. And the objective is, and then present them in, we do it in a working session visually, so that they can see all of the variables that are in place for their lives, whatever the complexity is, and give them an opportunity to see and have confidence around whatever decisions they are. And if the case of a business owner who's thinking about selling their business, you know, how many years, what kind of reasonable valuations are there, what would be the tax ramifications, would they, if they took it as an earn out or as a cash sale, pre-tax, post-tax, so that when they start, when they go back to the office and they're working their plan now, they can also visually have some concept of what they might need to take into account or what they might need to get in order to execute a plan post-sale.
Now, we've talked about pension tracking in a prior podcast, but this is where you pick up the entire financial history of your client one at a time, plug in Social Security, plug in pensions, 401ks, other assets, non-taxable assets, houses, whatever they have, including their business. And then visually you can show them what those values, you can play with the assumptions and project out values and so forth.
Correct. And the goal is to put pressure on what assets are there to make sure that they can handle different market cycles and things like that. So we want to keep growth rates on their businesses low. We want to keep taxation high. We want to keep post-sale investment returns low. We want to really compress all those things to make certain that when we go to execute that, that we can do it with a higher level of confidence specific to just their circumstances, yes.
So the important thing for today's discussion is as a business owner gets close to the point where they're thinking about selling their business, they can come in to you and sit down and say, okay, what if my business is worth A? What if it's worth B? What if it's worth various different amounts? And then you can plug that into the pension track and show them how that will affect their options during retirement.
Correct. As a matter of fact, we have a client right now that over the last three or four, I'm going to go back and say probably 5 years when we started to look at the decision, okay, what if you sell? What does this have to look like for you? Generally, the process of the sale of a business is not one we're going to sell sold. It's how would I sell? Do I sell internally to employees? Do I do an ESOP? There's a key individual that I would really like to have a part of the transition team that I would be willing to sell at a discount. What's the effect of that? And you have to go through the process of determining what is the best opportunity for your customers, for your employees, and then for yourselves and your family. And as you work your way through that, the more you can see the impact of those decisions, the better, higher probability that you're going to make the best decision for everybody involved in the process.
So I'm hearing, excuse me, that this is timing, that if you, how you sell your business is going to determine what the business owner can take out of the sale, which would determine how they're going to live or want to live, and so it would determine the timing as well. So your tool would then tell them, give them kind of a predictive scenario planning so that they could say, at this level of valuation for my company, then I would be able to get this much of a return. And so therefore, I'm thinking that would happen, 10 years from now or 7 years? Am I understanding correctly?
Yes. The goal is to create a greater clarity around what that decision should look like and could look like,
okay,
so that they can make a better, more informed decision going along. And also, again, to repeat, as a business owner, you are either working in the business or on the business.
Mm-hmm.
And too often, working on the business precludes us from thinking long term. But if you can place that, just that visualization, okay, I saw that and I know what the impact of this is. And any time, even the Harvard studies have shown that people that write their goals down,
mm-hmm,
and carry them with them will have a much higher probability of achieving those goals. And when you start to look at what's visually possible with your business and you can see where you're going or where you need to get to, somehow it just helps you to arrive at that place.
Mm-hmm.
Tom, doesn't this really come down to, quite often the business asset is one piece of the financial puzzle, and the question we're really after is, how much does that need to be worth to fit into that puzzle so that you can do the things you want to do in retirement and be able to create enough income to so that you can get into retirement and get away from the business. And from my standpoint, for the business owner, when they come to me, they want to know what's it worth. We can give them a range based on the financials of the company, but there's always the tangible assets and the intangible assets, and the range means it might be worth this to this, might be worth 5 to 7, might be worth 10 to 15. When they come back to you, and hopefully they've been talking to you in between, you can plug in the low end of the range and see, does that work? And then plug into the high end of the range and see the difference and visually show them how that works.
That's correct. And if you think about the different components of when you go to sell, you've got your attorneys that are making your recommendations, you have your business broker that's helping you through the process and getting you to the best value that you can. You've got your investment assets over here. You've got pensions that from your wife that was a teacher, retired 15 years ago. You've got Social Security. You've got the possibility of an inheritance that you know is coming in probably in the next 10 years. Your spouse has 40 acres of farmland in western Minnesota. I mean, there's all these things that have an impact on that decision. Now, ultimately, you're going to get for your business the best price you can, given the market strength at that time and the availability or interest of the business of purchasers. That's ultimately it. But you really want to be able to take that and place it into a context. And often I will tell you is that business owners will say, I could get by with X. I mean, I don't need to sell it for $2 million more than I thought I had to, you know, and it just frees them up to really make good business decisions based on information, not based on fear or lack of ability to really see. As you look at other complexities of financial and legal and advisory, there's this gap in there, and our job is to fill that gap with as much visual information so that they can be as good at this transition that they get to do just once. They practice and ran their business for 20 years, 10 years, 15 years, whatever. But this transaction, we want to make certain that it's done with as much clarity as possible. And that's the objective of doing the pension track in advance of a sale so that we can help them make the best decision possible.
So what are some of the things in that transition? I mean, we're going from a very active life business, proactive, to now looking at selling a company and not being in that role any longer. I mean, there's got to be other considerations.
There's a big transition, but I think the thing we've discussed and explained here today is Tom and Pension Track can bring some clarity to how much they need to get so that they can reach their objectives. And then once we determine that the business is worth somewhere in that range and that we can reach that, now we go put it on the market, get sellers, do whatever you have to do, have a big liquidity event, and then all of a sudden, what happens, Tom? Big emotional event. You've gone from actively producing income and managing your business and being all in and all exposed to, okay, now I've had this liquidity event, now I have cash. I've never had cash like this before in my life. Now what do I do?
It's interesting, I've heard the two of you say the same thing in very different ways. And that's just, as two business owners, that's what happens. We all come at this differently. Sam, you were kind of hinting at, you know, it's not just about the numbers. It's, you know, there's other factors involved in this. And that's a part of an advisory role. You can't just say, okay, here's X, here's Y, you look at this, with these assumptions, think you're okay. You have to really look at, you know, and again, there are three people in this room and all are business owners. You have to look at the other issues that go past just the numbers on this. We want to make certain that the decisions that are made line up with the values, the goals and objectives of the client too. There's ways that we have to do that in the portfolios. Let's say when we get a client in, we might, one of the most critical things that we'll talk about in more detail later is a client could have a business that's worth $10 million and only need $50,000 a year to live on.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the ability, given that much money and that low need, they really have the ability to be either 100% money market or 100% equity.
So you're saying they've got a lot more choices.
Yeah, a lot more flexibility. So there's the emotional aspects around the money, the fear
of
failure.
If their needs are that low and their assets are that high.
Correct. Yeah. And I like to talk in extremes because it defines the possibilities, okay? Now, as that top number comes down and the bottom number comes up where there's more pressure on those assets, how do we present this in a way that allows them to emotionally make the decision of releasing themselves from the business, from being actively involved in the production of wealth to passively looking at other businesses to provide them wealth? I mean, if you are a stockholder in 3M, you are passive. You can't impact the decisions at 3M
right.
that will give you a return on investment the way you can when it's yours. That's why one of the best investments always is yourself and your own business. But that as we make that transition from that active type investment to that passive type investor, let's make certain that we stage those assets in a way that creates the greatest comfort for the client as possible.
Tom, this really comes down to a kind of a fear factor. The business owner's been in business 25 or 30 years. They know their business. Mm-hmm. They know how to make money every year. They know they're going to go through certain things every year, and they do this, and they take care of customers, and they know how to make some money, and they've done all of this. And now comes the time they have to sell, and they have to face the fact that, okay, I'm going to sell. I'm going to have a big liquidity event. I knew how to make money, but I don't know how to take care of money. Now that I've had this liquidity event and I've got this pool of funds, what do I do with it to protect it? What do I do with it to keep it? What do I do with it so that it doesn't disappear like a lot of money disappeared in late 2008? And to me, I can identify with this, and I'm sure Sam can too. It's new territory. It's new ground. How do we deal with that? What's the plan?
Well, and you bring up another point, and we had this discussed in another podcast. It's not just the risk. How do you keep your money? But it's how do you spend it?
Yeah. It's all there. And really, when you think about what makes a business owner successful, isn't that when they open their business on the first day, they did everything right. They did enough things right and enough things not wrong to become successful. I mean, that's what business is. It's not.
And they learned how to do it.
Exactly.
And repeat it.
Exactly.
And get better at it.
And so when they, as a successful business owner, had enough information around their business that they really knew, they made good decisions. Our job is not to tell our clients what it is that they have to do. It's to present the information to them, enough information to them so they can use their skill sets to say, I get it, okay? I'm now getting enough information about a different type of business, which is the business of buying. Really, when you sell your company, you're in essence, you're buying it from yourself, if you will. You're buying yourself out of your own business with somebody else's money, basically.
I like to explain you're accelerating earnings for the next 5 years into today's money, and you're paying capital gains tax on it, and you don't have to do the time to run the company going forward. But somebody else, the buyer's stepping up, and they're borrowing money, and they're going to put in the time, and they have to earn the money to get a return on theirs. So you're just accelerating income into today. But the two big questions are, is that enough? Do I have enough? Tom, do I have enough when I sell my business so that I can go do some other things and not have to worry?
Sail around the world.
And how do you, it's very emotional.
It absolutely is. It's a lot around fear. And fear goes away when you have more information. And our job is to really provide that information before the sale so that they can behave well going into the sale and then afterwards have confidence that the decisions they've made will match up. When you talk about, like you spoke about, in the last 10 years, we've had two very severe market corrections. Point to point over the last 10 years, many people have the same amount of money they had back then. There's been no gains over 10 years. And these types of events are just defining in our attitudes and our beliefs. Human nature is to believe that where we are today is where we'll always be. And what we need to do is to say, okay, here's what we know. Here's what you have for assets. This is what we need to achieve your goal. So let's not set, you need a 14% return on your assets. What if you needed a 5.5% return on your assets? And that got you to your goal. So oftentimes it's about setting the expectations at a level that are achievable so people can say, boy, even at that, I'm okay. Yes, okay. And then from there, we can work towards what's the appropriate plan. But let's not, you know, let's get that number right. I can tell you so many times, more often than not, people have accumulated either through their business value or their other assets more than they really need to execute the next part of their life to become passive investors.
But they have no way of judging how much is enough.
No.
All they know is create active income, save money, build assets, and most of them haven't thought about, okay, now when we make that transition, how much can I spend so that I don't run out of money before I'm gone?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. We get so many of our clients. We're basically 100% referral firm. So when someone comes in to interview us, they might be a year or two into retirement already. And when we look at their situation, we see that they're trying to make that transition from, as you said, Tom, building and saving to spending. And they are being very cautious early on. In essence, they're missing today because they're fearful that they won't have enough. And our job is to sometimes present to them, you know what, you do have enough. And these things are possible with you. Don't let your assets own you. Own your assets. I mean, we know that, Lord knows, there are a lot of people out there that don't have enough. But the folks that are selling businesses that have been successful tend to be oversavers.
Tom, I've seen your pension track and I've seen you demonstrate this, but it's for our listeners. You take different asset categories like your taxable account, your 401k, your Social Security, and so forth, and then you project it out at different ages and you show these income streams coming out and which ones are taxable and which ones are tax advantaged and so forth. And for a lot of your clients, it must be one of those aha moments where you can say, now I see how that works. Now I see how I can get by. Now I know what my budget is, and now I can just be comfortable and go home. But one of the things we tell our business owners is, once you sell your business, you're not done learning. Now you have to go study your financials. You have to go study your plan. You have to look at it as a living, breathing plan. If you have a tough year, maybe you spend a little bit less. If you have a good year, maybe you spend a little bit more. But your pension track allows them to visualize all those different pieces and where the income streams come from. And that must be very comforting to your clients.
Well, it is. And again, I almost every time that we go through this with a client, I find that you can see the pressure leave the room a little bit. You know, you can see that almost you get these exhales that seems like air that's been trapped in the lungs for more than a day or two.
About 30 years.
Yeah, 30 years. But as they get this understanding and clarity about their financial lives, because that's the job of a financial advisor, is really to just provide, and it's like the personal business CFO. Our job is to provide information to the chief executive officers of the business so that they can make better decisions. The whole thing really is to shift that. You know, you've worked so hard to own this business you own, and does it own you or do you own it? And ultimately, if you've done a good job, it's probably co-owned. And we need to get it back to the appropriate, if it's a liquidity event, so that they can have great comfort around their assets and enjoy the lives that they've worked so hard to build.
And as you say, it's critical that they get all the information in one place and build this portfolio, build this plan, and understand, is this enough, and is it going to be enough to do the things we want to do in the future?
That's correct. There's no difference between the need for a business plan versus a personal plan.
Tom, this has been very instructive, and I think our business owner listeners will enjoy listening to this one and want to follow up on it. It's about all the time we have for this podcast. I'm Tom Lyons. I'm here with my co-host, Sam Zordich, and our producer, Jorgie Jorgensen. I'd like to thank Tom Fee from Vector Wealth Management for joining us on this segment of todaysbusinessradio.com.
You've been listening to Today's Business Radio with host Tom Lyons. Tom is the owner of Phelan Partners Limited, an M&A advisory and consulting firm. Today's Business Radio is also available around the clock and around the world at todaysbusinessradio.com. That's todaysbusinessradio.com. All content provided by Today's Business Radio is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Today's Business Radio is not liable for the contents of this podcast nor does it endorse any commercial product or service mentioned or advised in this podcast. All radio shows, podcasts, and other content provided by Today's Business Radio is copyrighted and may not be reproduced or downloaded for any reason without prior written consent by Today's Business Radio. If you have a topic you'd like covered at Today's Business Radio, log on to our website at todaysbusinessradio.com and submit your comments and questions. Thanks for listening to todaysbusinessradio.com.